Dr. Mike Brooks is with us, and also Dawn, and your last name, Dawn?
Dawn Baird.
Baird, that's right. Thank you.
All right. Well, Dr. Brooks is noted as one of the 30 best writers in counseling and psychology blogs of the country. He's been counseling and coaching for more than 30 years. And Dawn is a certified clinical counselor trained in as a relationship coach as well, and she, too, has a number of letters after her name that will only mean... only means that she's like really, really knows what she's talking about.
That's right.
So anyway, we're glad you're both here. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having
us.
Thank
you.
Yeah, this is a huge thing, marriage and keeping it together.
Yes.
What's the divorce rate? Do either of you know in the country now?
Well, it changes. It seems to be dropping now.
Mm-hmm.
For some unknown reason, but it's been as high as 52%, and it was probably 10 years ago.
Mm. Is that numbers of or percentage of marriages?
Percentage.
So maybe fewer people are getting married? And that's
fewer
part
people
of
are getting married, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that the breakup of relationships is reducing,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately.
Okay.
So whether people are married or, as the popular term is, conscious coupled, together, there's still some strain and crisis that does come along. I don't know of any relationship between couples or partners or children and parents or parents and grandparents that does not occur, would you say, Mike, on a regular basis?
Yeah,
and
it does.
As things in our nation and our world get more stressful, and even in people's own lives, it's still a pretty relevant issue.
For a long time, we were hearing that the divorce rate was as much in the church as it is out in the secular community. And then there's some new studies that say no, marriages are staying together longer in the church. And what are your findings?
The number one state for divorces, believe it or not, is in Oklahoma. And that is the Bible Belt. And a lot of churches are reporting high incidence of divorce.
Yes.
And so I think...
So are we just mirroring then the culture?
We are. But, another statistic that's shocking too is the gray divorce. Past the age of 50, that has tripled. That has gone up really high. And, what are the reasons for that? And there's a lot of reasons. If you do your research, you'll see that a lot of couples past the age of 50 are more secure because they have retirement. They can move forward and divorce their spouse, unfortunately. You have other couples that just realize they married the wrong person. And unfortunately, a lot of the gray divorces can be prevented if they get counseling and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But people seem to be set in their ways at that age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a growing number as well.
There's also a growing number of folks that when they reach that age, they have a central focus for many years, either through children or things that they're doing that keep them going in a forward direction. And once those things change, or someone retires, and they don't have a career they're managing and grappling with every day, they've lost the awareness or understanding of how to connect and how to stay connected as a couple.
Do you try to come up with a central focus for them or help them come up with that? With a new central focus or reestablish?
And learn to re-communicate, maybe even for the first time, because it's easy to avoid it for a long time if you have a reason that you need to stay together. But also to learn how to reconnect again. And which is incredibly important.
Do you have any stories about that along the way? We don't have to have it right now, but how you help people refocus the central.
Oh, I've got a couple really good stories, and we'll talk about those, but they're amazing.
All right.
Dr. Michael Brooks is with us, Dawn Baird with us, and there's a great seminar coming up, Seminar on Divorce, Separation, and Marriage. Applicable Counseling and Coaching Services is the organization. And this seminar is coming up pretty quickly, as I said, February 4th from 11 until 3 in the afternoon. It's on our community calendar at am91.org, so you can click on it. We've got a link that will take you right to their website as well. But this is kind of exciting. Why do couples divorce and then marry again? Because it would seem to me after you've been through a divorce, that's the last thing you'd want to do.
Well, a lot of times... individuals get lonely, and they feel that connecting with somebody else will help them through the pain that they're going through, yet they haven't healed. They're bringing baggage into another relationship. And one of the things we encourage is, you know, take some time for yourself. Heal. You know, look at some of the problems you had in your marriage, what were caused by you or what was caused by your ex-spouse. But it's a sad state of affairs when you are going through a separation and you get involved with another relationship. Well, you can't think clearly about repairing a relationship. So we encourage you to, if you are separated, really look at what you need to do to work on yourself. And, you know, talk to your spouse. Before you start going seeing an attorney, you want to make sure that everything is on the table. You've sorted through the things that maybe you guys had issues with each other. Most of those are resolvable. They really are. And unfortunately, you have people poisoning the waters, friends. Well, you need to go get a divorce. This person isn't for you. I knew this person wasn't for you when you got married. You know, and that's a bad thing. So what we want to make sure is couples sit down, understand the complexities of the relationship. Don will talk to him. I will talk to him. We'll make sure that they understand that there are things that you can do to salvage your relationship.
And Denise, that was a great question you asked. I think you're not the only one who's asked that. In fact, a lot of times the couple who's getting remarried or someone who's getting remarried may later ask themselves, why did I do this again?
Right.
Not that it never works out, but there are unfortunately not so great statistics about remarriage, and the rate of divorce is exponentially higher. It's in the 70% to 80%.
Well, is it because we're looking for greener pastures and we just think it's got to be better, there's the sense of disappointment.
Wow, got to water your own grass.
Yeah. There's something with a person that when... It, regardless of which end you're on, whether you're the one who filed for divorce or didn't, there's a sense of deep internal guilt and failure. And a lot of times people, when they find a girlfriend or boyfriend, either because they want a mother or father for their children, you know, and have that complete sense of family again, when they haven't healed, also they want to redo it so they can be successful again. They want to correct the wrong, so to speak, that they had before.
That's a whole other ball of wax.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about the children, but
it sounds like the person that needs to come to this conference is the person that says, I don't want to go to this conference.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's a denial. It's a no, I'm okay. I'll make it through this.
And it's painful. There's a sense of tragedy in divorce. There's a sense of real loss. It's like someone died, only worse, because that person is still alive.
There's no closure.
And there's no real closure. So how do you get that person who maybe is listening this morning and is just, they know that they're needing something, but boy, they sure don't want to go through this again?
Well, I just want to encourage people to come because, you know, another side of the coin is this. You have people that want to save their marriage. And they're hearing us, the four of us, speaking about it. But we try to get people to help save their marriage alone. You can save your marriage by yourself. Albeit it's hard, there's a lot of work, and it's not a guarantee, but we will point you in the right direction, give you the tools as far as if you've been nagging or henpecking and doing stuff like that, trying to get your spouse to come home and using guilt. We talk about the tools as far as making sure somebody feels that they're loved and appreciated as opposed to being beat up. But that's something, saving your marriage alone has been a really good tool that we have used. We've been able to reconnect quite a few relationships by, you know, the seminars as far as tools, talking, and communicating, you know, as far as with your ex. It's got to be done in a proper way.
Now, this seminar is free, no charge.
Yes, no charge.
Where's it located so people know that? Where are you having this?
In Black Hawk.
It's in Black Hawk at the Gilpin County Community Center. And we have a link if you want to register. Please do that so we know how many are coming because we have limited space. And we'll give you that link when we're done. And it'll be on a website, correct?
And it's on our calendar, the community calendar, too. So what's it look like when I come? If I come and am I going to be like airing all of my laundry in front of a lot of people? Or?
If someone wants to, they can do that. There'll be a time where people can. We will talk about some of what we do because, as Mike mentioned, there are definitely going to be some people here that hear this and go, I want to save my marriage. I'm going to be there. I just wish he or she would come because they're the ones who really need it, right?
Yeah.
But there truly is something for everyone. There is something that will help grandparents, okay, or the parents of someone who is impacted by separation and a pending divorce or that has already had a divorce. There will be something there for friends, people who are struggling with their relationship, who may not be married but might be wanting to consider marriage. So there's a lot of things that will help just about everybody who is impacted by a relationship that has a separation,
I'm
either
glad
from
you
someone
said
you
friends
know,
too, because mm-hmm. that it really is tough on the friends because
yes.
they're not sure which
they
way
don't
to
know
go.
What to say.
But I was friends with both of them, and now they're
right.
So now where do my
and
loyalties lie?
And there's something
lie?
For that too. And you know what? Just about everybody that is impacted by a relationship that's in crisis experiences some kind of loss or grief.
Mm, sure.
And so you mentioned closure. And we do offer things that will help someone who is currently grieving a relationship or currently doesn't know what to do with a relationship in crisis or stress. But also, if they sit there and they go, or they come and they go, there is no hope for my marriage. It's over. In fact, the divorce is final tomorrow. We can help bring that person through that process, okay, where if they are definitely going to, you know, have divorce and the hearing is, you know, final, or maybe they've already had a divorce, there are a lot of things that we can do to help them heal and through that process and find that closure.
Michael Brooks and Don Baird with us talking experts really in this area of helping people, counseling people, coaching people to have a stronger marriage and to avoid divorce, or if there is divorce, what do you do about it? How do you rebuild? That kind of a thing. There's a free seminar coming up, mm-hmm. and we've asked Mike to share a story or two about success. Not easy successes, I would imagine, but nevertheless, some success.
Well, I had an older couple come in their mid-80s.
Mid-80s, really?
Mid-80s. And the wife actually called me on a phone, and a very strong personality, says, Mike, I need to see you right now. I've never talked to this woman. She says, I need to come and see you. Where's your office? So I told her, and she came up, and I see a very fancy sports car pulling into my driveway and this gal getting out in her mid-80s. And so she came in and she shared some things about her marriage. She said her husband in 40 years has not really talked to her. 40 years. They didn't have the couple communication, talking about the children and talking about kids and projects that they were doing. It was a roommate relationship, basically what it was. And so I talked to him on the phone. He said, I don't know why I'm talking to you. I don't understand why I'm talking to you. He says, I don't know why, but I'll come and sit down with you. So he came up, and this man was in very poor health. Oh, my goodness. Just struggling getting out of the car because his wife drove and that. And so he sat down, and he looked at me and says, I don't understand why I'm here talking to you. I just don't get it. And it's like God laid something on my heart. And so he kept struggling with wanting to share something. And finally I looked at him and I said, it's about a relationship, isn't it? And he looked at me very surprised. He got very quiet, looked at his feet, and in about 30 seconds he says, yes, it's about a relationship. And I said, what about the relationship? I had an affair. And I can't forgive myself. 40 years of not being able to forgive himself.
Wow.
He says, do I have to tell my wife? And I said, that is up to you. I am not going to say anything. This is strictly confidential, which Don and I and anybody that works with us, we have that policy. We want to make sure you're protected. So anyway, he says, well, I don't know if I want to tell her. And I said, well, that's up to you. So we got talking a little more about the relationship and how it came about and all that stuff, and it was with somebody in the church. So anyway, his wife showed up probably about an hour and a half later, and she was in a car, and I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, well, go get her, and we need to have a talk. So I got her into the house, and we sat down. They were looking at each other, and he says, well, Mike and I had a really good talk. I need to share something with you. And that took a lot of courage for him to do that. So she says, well, what? What do you need to share? And he said, well, I had a relationship. And she said, a relationship? What do you mean a relationship? I had an affair on you. And his wife looked at him, and she said loudly, you had an affair on me? He says, yeah. And she said out loud, thank you for sharing that. I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong. We don't have a lot of time left. We need to fix this relationship. Mm. I want a good relationship with you. It's been difficult living with you. You've been harsh. You've been critical. You're a person that I don't like. I don't love. But I want to make that commitment to you.
Mm. Wow.
And then she turned around and said to her husband, and I had an affair on you 40 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
So the air was cleaned. They wept. They hugged. And that is a story that is a success story, because unforgiveness in a lot of marriages is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we say communication is so extremely important, even the little things, the big things. And we talk about the state of the union as far as your marriage, as Steve Chapman would sing about. Sit down and talk. You can salvage a lot of the problems you have in your relationship. But that, to me, was a wonderful experience for me, because the Holy Spirit was in a room. It was powerful. Very powerful.
That's a great story. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's amazing.
So many people are saying now, well, you know, my kids are going to be fine. Today's kids aren't like yesterday's kids. Mm. They're resilient, I think is the word, and they'll be fine. And better that we're divorced and apart than staying together and we don't love each other. Comment on that.
And that's understandable. You know, so many emotions go into those statements, because, yes, kids can be resilient. I think when the touting of that was presented initially, it was not at an attempt to suggest that we can make those kind of decisions and kids will not be impacted. That, you know, there's a lot of context around that statement that kids are resilient. And by no means do Mike and ever, you know, Mike and I do not attempt to cause someone to feel shame or guilt. But the reality is that kids do get impacted. In fact, there's research that says that even 6 years past a divorce, kids still are at a pretty strong risk of insecurity, anxiety, perhaps depression, even health-related issues as a result of the breakup of their family, because their entire sense of security and how they view the world has changed. And whether it's, as Mike was talking about with that powerful story, whether something like that takes place because of an affair, or whether it happens because of finances, or arguing in crisis over a lot of different reasons, we can help couples and families find that point again where they can meet each other. Because a lot of times the difficulty in not communicating means you're not meeting together from the inside, okay? The connection's not being made. And one of the reasons why that was a success is because they were able to find that place to come together again and reconnect and go, okay, I know you. And when children have that ability to do that with their parents, whether they're going through a separation, divorce or not, that also can be a bridge to help them heal and help them transition through those changes.
All right. Get some help. Help people near you get some help. And there is some coming up on February 4th, a free seminar with both our guests today. And it's up in Blackhawk area. You can find out more on our calendar, am91.org, community calendar for February 4th.
Michael and Don, we know that you're going to be there. You're going to be counseling. Who else is going to be there?
Well, Denise, it's really exciting. We have basically a coach and or counselor there for really anybody. We have someone who's going to be, you know, I'm definitely going to be talking about children and what we can do for our kids when there's crisis in the family and separation and possible divorce. We're going to be addressing grandparents, parents, friends of someone who may be impacted by that, you know, what they can do to support and help or not sometimes. And we're also going to have someone there, and we're excited to offer someone who's going to be providing information and support and offering offering services to people of blended families as well, because that is a really important and relevant concern and
sure.
also exciting thing today for mm-hmm. folks who do get remarried and have children, or maybe thinking about getting married or have a serious relationship mm-hmm. where the kids are involved, and someone who can offer that as well. And, of course, Mike and I do talk with individuals, you know, and anyone who comes that wants to save their marriage or who has been divorced, there's hope for and help for everyone that would be coming.
No charge for the seminar.
That is correct.
Good. We also have Gray Divorce. Karen Hill from Indiana will be flying out, and she's the pro on that. Gray divorces, why and what to do about them, how to save a relationship.
Divorce over 50.
Yep, divorce over 50.
Wow. Okay.
So again, where and when?
That's going to be February 4th, okay, from 11 o'clock a.m. to 3 p.m., however long it lasts.
And that's a Saturday.
Yes, and it's going to be in Blackhawk at the Gilpin County Community Center. And it's going to, we do ask that if people can take the time to register, if they're able to do it and they have a computer and they have an internet connection, to go to mattersofthehearts.com, and they'll see a little bit of information about it and be able to take the time to register. So mm-hmm. we just kind of get an idea of how many people are coming.
Okay, we have that and a phone number on our website.
That and a phone number, so if you don't have a computer, you can just call us and we'll give you the phone number so you can get registered. And maybe you know someone, too. Maybe you're okay in your marriage or whatever the case is, but maybe you know someone or a couple who are struggling, and maybe you would like to pass the information on to them, then certainly do that. And I know that Mike
and Don.
And Don would be very, very happy mm-hmm.
and Denise,
to talk to them.
I do want to just mention that this seminar isn't exactly for kids. Mm-hmm. So even though we do offer some services and we do talk about children and the hope there is and how they can handle this process, it isn't specifically for children. And there wouldn't be any child care there, in case there's any single moms out there who would like to be able to come, or people who are operating as single parents, mm-hmm. single dads, single moms. And there is also the ability, if someone can't have access to the registration online, they can call Mike at 303-880-9878.
Okay. Very good.
All right. All that information.
Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's been a good hour.
Important
hour as well. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the work that you do, too. It's so important.
Thank you.
God loves families.